This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving home. It is Saturday today, and I'm a little clogged up, but that's because I did something stupid yesterday. Oh, man. We're getting ready for my wife's 65th birthday, and I had bought some lasagna, and I got home and forgotten that I had bought a bunch of little lasagnas back when I was stocking up for the pandemic, and they've been sitting in there for, you know, almost 2 years now, and their expiration dates supposedly are up, and I already had bought lasagna, so I had the extras, but then I was like, well, you know, this isn't that far over their expiration dates. It's only like a year, and it's been in the freezer, and I looked it up, and people are like, yeah, it should be fine. So last night we had a couple of pasta things, and I thought, well, let's just go ahead and cook those up. If those don't taste freezer burned, then great. We'll just go ahead and we'll use the lasagna that we have and then save the other lasagna and blah, blah, blah. So we cooked those up last night. And in a feat of ridiculous stupidity, I decided, you know what? Maybe I'll just sample try these. And so I had a little bit, then I had a little bit more. And I didn't have a ton of it, but it does not matter. Those refined carbs, wow, they do a number on me. I woke up this morning and, you know, got a little headache. My nose is clogged up, and I'm like, what is going on? Have I caught the COVID Omicron? And then I realized, no, you just ate carbs yesterday, goofball. So so that's why my voice is a little low. It's been a very exciting couple of days here. Very exciting. We had a winter storm come through. So Wednesday, there was just a little bit of ice and a little bit of snow, but it was slick enough that they closed my main client. Of course, I just kept working because I had things to do. So I just kept working, as did several of the IT team. Then on Thursday, we got 6-8 inches of snow. And they opened the building at that point, but they said, if you can't work, then you can come in on Saturday and work. And so that was going on. And then it got really cold for us, really, really cold. I got up this morning, looked at the temperature today, Saturday, and it was 6, and I was like, woo! And so thankfully, the costume that I have has several layers on it, and it's Wear Red Day today, so I'm dressed up as a giant Elmo. And that's been fun. That all is well there, and we're puttering along. Costumes are good. Writing is good. So all that is well. I have to do this quick, because I'm heading home, and it's 8:30. I gotta get home. I gotta get a video recorded. I gotta get changed, and then I gotta get back into the church by 9:30, and it's a 10-minute drive. So that means it can be done. It can be done. So I got 25 minutes of transit with turnarounds. I got to put some groceries away. And I've got an hour to do it. So there's 35 minutes, which I can do that. Normally, my daughter comes down and helps me record video, but it's so cold out, I'm just going to set up my tripod and do it myself, or have my beloved help me when I get home. So that's all well. Writing is going fine. We're ramping up for the big thing at the end. Second, I'm writing the ending of book 16, which is the last book in the second series. So this has got to end big, and I think it'll be fine. I think I know what I'm doing. I think it'll be fine. Yeah. So, anyways. It'll be interesting to see how this works out, because I've got, let's see, this week is the full first, not quite first full week of February, so this book needs to be done by March 1st, and I think we're on track for that. So, you know, because I've got three and a half weeks left, and, you know, I know where I'm going on it. I think I know what's happening in the epilogue. I think I know how to get to the epilogue. I had this idea for an epilogue, and then once I started this book, I was like, okay, how are you going to set up all these pieces? Well, I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that. Wait, what if so-and-so does this, and then that can happen, and that can set up... It's amazing how all that stuff works out. Going to be a big weekend, or big week coming up here, because we're going to be closing January. So hopefully that all goes well, but God is good. He's been with us. He's helped us. I'm sure that He will help us again. So all of that's good. That's that. Busy. Hurry. Okay. So you may or may not have heard a lot about the metaverse coming up. This thing that has been growing for multiple years that Facebook then pushed to the forefront by their big announcement that they were renaming Facebook Meta because they were going to have this wonderful metaverse. They've got this whole concept. They're going to be producing all of these tools, yada, 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 which I was listening to another guy commenting, and he was saying Facebook is so far behind the curve on this because there's been already things like Fortnite, and they named off a bunch of other ones that have literally billions of people that are signed on for these things. And there was a concert in, I think it was Fortnite, where so-and-so put on a concert, and 29 million people attended that concert. 29 million people. Well, attended in the generalized sense of the word. They watched it on a screen. I was looking at an article about all of this, and I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to have questions about. You know, the guy was saying, how much more data now are we going to be collecting? How in the world are you going to moderate this thing? And what does it do to us as people? I mean, there's, this seems like so cool because, well, we can just make these worlds like we want them. And then, you know, my response is, is that really what you want? They were also talking about the fact of what will happen to jobs if everyone adopted this wholesale. Like engineers, you don't really need engineers, you just need programmers. You know, and why do we need cars? You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if the human nature that we have in the flesh is any indication, and if history is any indication, the future that we would be looking at if there was a wholesale adoption of the metaverse is not far off from what was shown in WALL-E. That you've got these people who are just being fed garbage food as they're connected up to their terminals. Now on that one, there was like a big cruise ship they were going on, but then you get into why would you even need a cruise ship? All these people would be in their own dark holes, you know, in their tiny little apartments that they're just getting some kind of slurpy, Soylent Green sent to them that they slurp down in the real world so they can sit and enjoy fabulous, tasty food in the virtual world. But this is, I don't think this is a good idea, because what people miss in this, just as a quick example of one thing people miss in this, there is a profound experience that we have as human beings with regards to wonder when you get outside. And part of what drives that wonder when you get outside is that it's inexplainable. the things that you're seeing, we used to think we understood the world and what was going on because we only looked at the surface. And then you get lower and it's more complex, and you get lower and it's more complex, and you get lower and it's more complex. And even though the average person who is simply walking around and looking at things might not understand that whole stack of incredible technologies that they're interacting with, there is something in the human spirit that does call to that, and that calls to it. I had a friend years ago, went up to see, he was having some struggles, and we just went up to a lake that was around there, and we just walked the paths, and we talked about life. And he said, you know, there really is something about being outside. I said, there is. You need to make time in your life when you can get outside and experience nature and experience the world, because it'll bring a calm and a peace to you. It'll be a connection to something that makes the world make sense. And people will not get that in the metaverse, period. They will not get it, because the metaverse is that which can be understood. If you want to get yourself enough education, you can understand it, because men and women, humanity, will be creating the metaverse. And at the end of the day, it's all just calculations and pixels, and there is no wonder there. And worse, there will be corruption. Guaranteed. Because we are bringing our flesh into the metaverse, and our flesh will figure out ways to corrupt what is there and to make it unkind and unwelcoming and torturous. And that is going to happen with any human technology, and it is profoundly different than what will happen if you can actually make it outside. Make it outside and get into nature and go for walks and sit and think about life in the quiet of nature, the relative quiet, because usually there's birds and crickets and all kinds of things going on. But all of those things participate in the wonder of God, and the metaverse will never do that, no matter how sophisticated it gets, because we will all in the back of our minds know that this is just a construct and it's not real. Of course, that could lead into a whole discussion about what is real and are we all just in a virtual simulation, but that is a discussion for another day, because I have made it. And I should say the tagline, this is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.